Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Last Day Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, A2R Voices. I'm going to deviate from our sports talk and entertainment content and talk a little bit about politics. Coming off this week's debate between Madame VP Kamala Harris and President Trump. And before I get into that, as I've stated, I'm not going to say a lot of negative and disparaging things about VP Harris because she went to Howard, and this is Howard University's radio station on Sirius. So this is a Kamala Harris house, even though I definitely do not identify as a Democrat. But I find this entire presentation, this television show, I find it to be extraordinarily entertaining because you have two diametrically opposed candidates. You can't get much different from President Trump and VP Harris. You're talking about two completely different bases, two completely different agendas. And whether you want to hear it or not, VP Harris is a lot more left than many of our previous candidates for president. You might not want to hear that, but that's just factual. I'm not saying that that's a wrong or bad thing. I'm just saying that her policies are much further left than even Obama's policies. And we have to decide as a nation, do we want to move further to the left? We move to the left as a country and continue to move to the left as a country. So Kamala Harris, AOC, they might be the right leaders for tomorrow based on the movement and population and demographics of the country. And you have Donald Trump, who's a billionaire, kind of. He claims to be a billionaire. And he looked really old in the debate. It's so funny that Biden was the old guy, and you put him next to Kamala Harris, who was invigorating and much younger and a very good-looking woman. And then Trump, you know, he's hunched over, kind of has the humpback thing going. He looks very old. He looks like someone that's about to turn 80. When you put the side-by-side comparison, it's just an interesting debate. I've talked about my personal beliefs, and I'm not going to discuss who I'm going to vote for. I haven't made up my mind yet, and that's private, and I don't need to influence your vote, and I don't strive to influence your vote. You vote for whoever you want. But I do feel that Kamala Harris absolutely thrashed him during the debate, and I felt going into the debate that's what was going to happen. Because President Trump is not someone that stays on script well. He's not extremely articulate. His vocabulary is very limited. His cadence and the way his syntax, the way that he speaks, it's very predictable. Kamala Harris was an attorney general. She's an attorney. She's litigated. She spent a lot of time influencing decisions. And she's a very intelligent individual in spite of what they may say about her on Fox News or Newsmax or OANN, if that still exists, or 4chan or 8chan. She got President Trump off script early and often. She made fun of his rallies, basically said that he was boring, that people leave his rallies after the first 45 minutes because he's boring, which was very funny. He did not like that. That kind of changed the tone and the tenor of the debate, because he took that very personally. She made fun of his multiple felony charges and convictions and sexual assault stuff and everything that he has faced past tense and is currently facing present tense. And she did get the layup. I'm not going to say that ABC's coverage of her was favorable, but ABC's coverage of her was favorable. She did get the layup when they asked President Trump about his remarks about her race and identifying as someone from India, family of Indian heritage, South Asian heritage, and then how she reinvented herself, quote unquote, as an African-American woman. Which Trump really didn't want to get into that. That was a very regrettable statement that he made that he shouldn't have made, that even he regrets. As repugnant a person, a human being as Donald Trump is, he regretted saying that. But they threw that back in his face. Kamala dominated the debate. She was superior. She was more prepared. I know that people on the right are ripping her. They're saying that her answers were rehearsed. They're saying that her answers were contrived. Of course she rehearsed her answers. That's what you do when you prepare for a debate. Bubba, Skeeter, and Cletus. Come on now. I never rip somebody for coming into the biggest job interview of their entire life and being prepared. President Trump, he comes up there and he wings it. He's not prepared. He says whatever comes to his mind. I'm sure, much to the chagrin of his staffers, that's how he chooses to manage his business. And I get it. He's been a president before. So he does have that experience. He had some wins in his term. I'm not someone that's going to completely flame on Trump. He did not handle COVID very well. He cost a lot of people with his incompetence. He cost a lot of people their lives, denying COVID, telling people to get UV light and take different medications that were not verified to mitigate COVID. But I'm not going to blame President Trump for the economic fallout of COVID. That's not his fault. And just like it's not Biden's fault that he had to dig out of that in the inflation. I don't look at either as something that's the fault of the sitting president. This was a once in a 75-year catastrophe that America had to deal with. Trump did his best at times. They did get a vaccine out, which saved the lives of many people, in my opinion. Might have risked the lives of many people as well. But that's another discussion for another day. And then Biden's done his best to dig out of it. I think if Trump had been honest and just said, I don't know what the hell's going on. This is a crisis we haven't seen in 100 years in the United States. We had to figure it out. He's probably still president now. He's finishing out his second term. But because he's lied, he's a pathological liar. And he's going to die on the hill of lying. Then we are where we are. But I think the election, regardless of how much better Kamala looked than President Trump, I think the election boils down to three things. First and foremost, the election boils down to people like myself. This is myself in this category. Individuals that don't really like Trump, that think that Trump, he might want to end democracy. He might say things that are seemingly racist. I'm not going to call the man racist. I don't know his heart. But sometimes he walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It definitely has some ducks that support him in the chat rooms that are very overt about their thoughts about the IQ of individuals of the Negroid race. Trump bankrupted New Jersey. He has checkered past. He has had an affair with porn stars, all of that stuff. But there are people like myself that feel that are doing well financially, that are trying to get their 401k popping. There are people that think that, hey, Trump might be a bad guy, but you know what? I'm moderately affluent. And then definitely people who are wealthy, they may not identify with Trump, but they want the tax cuts. They think that, hey, if Trump gets elected, I'm going to put another M in the bank the next 5 years because of tax cuts and because of opportunities. And they're not going to put a Trump poster on their lawn, but they're going to vote for him. Then the next cohort of individuals are women in middle America. And that's your swing states. That's Ohio. That's Michigan. That's Wisconsin. Women in middle America who normally would be a Trump supporter, but they're not happy with the direction that we're going in when it comes to abortion. And they want to have control over their reproductive rights. And we can get into this whole carousel. And I don't get into this because I'm not a woman. I'm not having any abortions anytime soon. rather you think it should be states' rights, rather you think that women who are Christians should support abortion. I see all of these circuitous discussions that I will not personally take part in, making a moral issue, assuming that every abortion is because someone was a victim of incest or rape or any of those things, or they had a pregnancy that if they did not term it, it would risk the life of the mother. I'm not going to get into those categories because it's just not my swim lane. It's not something I'm an expert on. And as a man, I probably should just be shutting the bleep up, which I will. But there are a lot of women who would normally be Trump supporters, and they want their own rights to manage their bodies. And they don't like the direction that the Supreme Court has gone in. They don't like, they might live in a state where the state is against abortion, and they're going to vote for VP Harris. And then finally, there's a cohort of individuals that are just not going to vote for a woman. Doesn't matter the situation, and they're definitely not going to vote for a woman of color. They just believe that a man should be in charge of the country. They have a patriarchal mindset. Men are superior. Men are smarter. Men are better decision makers. Men don't use emotions. Whatever sexist ideas, prejudices, predispositions people have, and it's not only men. There are a lot of women that won't vote for another woman. There are a lot of black women that won't vote for another black woman. And we don't know where these people are lurking, because that doesn't show up in polls. People like me, it's not going to show up in a poll. It's just like, man, I don't like Trump. I detest Trump, but I think that Trump might be able to boost my 401k and help me retire 3 years early. Maybe I'm willing to sell my soul. The polls don't verify that. The Rasmussen poll doesn't check that. The polls at New York Times, USA Today, they can't get that granular. That person that detests VP Harris, what she stands for, they don't like what they believe are leftist politics. But you know what? They know what it's like to be in a situation where they had to term a pregnancy for whatever reason. And that person is probably going to go into the booth and pull the lever for VP Harris. We just don't know all of these variables, and we're not going to know until the exit polls show up. And that's what's going to be very interesting. I mean, it's going to boil down to Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, just like it does every year. And I'm curious to see who's going to win. I think right now, I think that VP Harris had an advantage when she first became the electoral candidate. There's a groundswell of support. I think that luster is worn off a little bit. I think it's a coin flip right now. I think if you have the election 10 times, I think it's going to go one way 5 times. It's going to go the other way 5 times. And that will make for an unbelievable sweeps week as we head into the fall, because at the end of the day, I believe all of this stuff is political theater. Most of it's for TV. Fox News testified that this isn't real. This isn't real news. It's entertainment. I think it's the same for CNN. It's the same for MSNBC. But I'm curious to see who's going to win, and I'm going to follow it, and I'm going to enjoy it. A2R Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
everything. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way, and it's my moment, so I just gotta say, nothing is everything.
Skyrizi Pregnancy may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.